A century-old maritime mystery has now been solved. In 1898, the wooden steamship L.R. Doty sank during a fierce storm in the waters of Lake Michigan. The ship was carrying corn bound for Canada. The crew of 17 people and two cats died, and the ship was never seen again, that is, until last week. A group of Wisconsin divers discovered the shipwreck at the bottom of the lake not far from the shores of Milwaukee. Brendan Baylott is a Great Lakes maritime historian who led the search for the L.R. Doty. I asked him how exactly he found the long-lost ship.
Well, the L.R. Doty was found really by a commercial fisherman in 1991 who was out netting chubs in deep water, and he snagged a large obstruction on the bottom of the lake. And he told a couple of people about it locally, but not much was made of it because it was in 300 feet of water, and at that time it might as well have been on the moon. I began getting interested in the wreck about 20 years ago when I began collecting accounts of Great Lakes shipwrecks for a master database of all the vessels ever lost on the lakes. And during that research, I realized that the L.R. Doty probably was off Milwaukee and may well be this fisherman's snag that we had heard about.
Aha. So tell me about the effort to actually get down there. Individual divers went down there and actually found the ship.
That's right. We left on a day where we all found that there was good weather, and we could safely get out to the site. We then sent divers down, and when they got down, we were waiting for them to reappear on the line when a large red lift bag shot up our mooring line and came to the surface with a note attached to it. And our hearts all sank because we really felt that there had been an accident below. Usually notes like that say call the Coast Guard. We pulled the note off and read it, and it said, all divers safe, back in 80 minutes, huge wooden freighter on the bottom.
Big smiles.
All around.
Hmm. What condition is it in?
Well, the wreck is in really pristine condition, as are most wrecks in deep water on the Great Lakes. Because the lakes don't have any of the marine boring worms that the ocean has, there's not much life on the bottom of the lake. It preserves wood tremendously well. And so the ship is actually upright and intact and looks just like she did when she was afloat. Unfortunately, there's also 17 human bodies on the ship. None of the human remains were ever found from the L.R. Doty, and we suspect that most of the crew was hunkered down inside the ship because they were out in 30-foot seas in a vessel that only came 20 feet above the surface, and the waves were literally broaching right over her decks, so we suspect that none of the crew were able to even escape to the surface.
You know, most people have heard the song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Was there a song from that time about this vessel?
No, there wasn't, and probably because it's sad to say shipwrecks were so common that the public was really desensitized to them, and it was just accepted as a cost of doing business that every year 20 or 30 significant commercial vessels would just vanish on the Great Lakes.
Brendan Baylott, thanks so much for making time for us.
My pleasure.
Brendan Baylott is the president of the Wisconsin Underwater Archaeology Association.
And since there was no song, we wrote one.
It was 1898, October the 13th day. Our proud steamer did some good time may cross the lake to some yon bay.
Wheels full of cots and corn, kitty cots and crispy corn.
Had a mighty haul from Illinois of the hinterland's best grain. And a cabin boy both fine and fair, but the captain was a pain.
Wheels full of cots and corn, kitty cots and crispy corn.
Then the storm came up and the ship went down into waters deep and cold for a century and a dozen years till our story could be told.
Wheels full of cots and corn, furry cots and creamy corn. Wheels full of cots and corn, kitty cots and crispy corn.
The Ballad of the L.R. Doty, a modern sea shanty performed by Sea Captain Steve Proffitt, his first mate Prisca Neely, and cabin boy Peter Breslow.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.